The journalist Mark Silver remembers the day that his wife found out that she had breast cancer.
I was sitting at my office on a Friday morning, the last Friday in August, 2001, and my wife had gone for a callback mammogram because she has what doctors call lumpy breasts. And what happened is after she had had the mammogram and began putting her blouse back on, the radiologist came up to her in the dressing room and said, "Sure looks like cancer to me."
Silver's wife, Marcia Dale, is a teacher. Her struggle with cancer inspired Silver to write a book called Breast Cancer Husband. It's a kind of guidebook for partners of women with breast cancer. He says men would do well to avoid his response when his wife called with the bad news.
I sat there at my desk and I said, "Ooh, that doesn't sound good."
When did you realize that perhaps you'd made a mistake there?
Months later. She really didn't tell me how upset she was for a long time. And, you know, what I should have done in retrospect is the minute she called, I should have said, "I'm coming home right now." And it was so much easier for me to say, "Oh, okay, so we can see the doctor on Tuesday. Oh, okay, we'll do that. We won't tell the kids till Tuesday because we don't really have a definitive diagnosis. We just have that radiologist's rather blunt statement." And I stayed at work because I knew what I was doing at work, and I wouldn't have known what I was doing at home.
How old were your kids at that time?
They were 12 and 15.
Must have been really hard not to tell them that news the entire
weekend. Boy, they thought Mommy had gone bananas because Marcia was very upset and very depressed that weekend. And the kids were typical teenagers, and they were starting school on Tuesday, so they had their own, you know, baggage. And it was very, very hard.
Wow. Now, this is obviously, this is the woman's disease. It is the wife's disease.
Yeah.
And that does make someone wonder automatically why you were drawn into the stories of husbands in this situation.
Because it's a husband's disease, too. Not that we don't suffer physically, but if a husband really loves his wife and is with her, he's certainly suffering emotionally and going through a lot of the same stress and upset that she's going through. And I think the one stereotype I found that held true for almost every guy I talked to is that guys have this Mr. Fix-It gene wired into their brain or drummed into their skulls at some point in their lives. And the man's reaction when a woman he loves is diagnosed is, "I want to fix it. I want to, you know, take on cancer one-on-one in the basketball hoop in the backyard and beat it, or I want to take out a gun and start firing at it." And there are actually a couple of nonprofit groups that have been formed by husbands, and they're always men against breast cancer because guys are very active and we want to conquer stuff.
What's something that you learned to do that, as far as you can tell, was helpful to your wife over the last 3 years?
One thing I learned to do that was very helpful was to bring her flowers. At the time, it seemed very silly and trivial to me, and I remember I had gotten some bad news on the phone from a doctor. The tumor was larger than we had thought it would be, which means chemotherapy was almost a given. Then they found a second tumor on the other breast. It turned out that was also cancerous. So I got a lot of bad news, and I had to bring it home. I had a confidant at work who was a breast cancer survivor, and she said, "Get her flowers." And I thought, "Oh, okay, I can follow directions." So I would go out and buy flowers and bring them home, and somehow the flowers helped. This was a way to kind of connect to the life you had before that terrible moment when the doctor said cancer and when you and your wife were courting and romantic and in love.
It's just that it reassures a sick person that she's still loved.
Exactly.
She wanted to continue working while receiving treatment, but
correct,
there must have been periods where she just couldn't make it to work.
She was very courageous. She decided she wanted to stand up in front of her kids and tell them she had cancer. She felt like, "I want them to see what it's like for someone to go through cancer," and the kids were amazing. They gave her great support and love, and that was a big help, too.
May I ask, 3 years in, how's your wife doing?
She's doing well. She feels good. It's funny. People would ask me that initially, like after she finished her round of chemotherapy and radiation, they would say, "Wow, well, they got all the cancer and she's going to be fine forever," right? It bothered me that they said that because there's no guarantees with breast cancer. And then I never knew what to say because what can you say? "Yeah, well, I hope so." Someone said to me, "You know, if Marcia's feeling good, tell them she's feeling good." And that's the honest truth, and it's a good answer to give.
We've been talking to Mark Silver. He is the author of Breast Cancer Husband. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.